Where is heaven located? Believe it or not, there are people who actually claim to have found the physical location of heaven. To put it mildly, I would love to see how anyone could ever prove that. You have to wonder why a scientific magazine would run a story about that, but one of the most respected ones did just that. Scientific American ran a short story in 1869 about a doctor named Mortimer who claimed to have found its location. The first thing that comes to mind is, what was he smoking or drinking? His claim was, inside our sun was a huge globe and this is where heaven is located. This reminds me of the joke about astronauts claiming they were going to the sun and someone said to them, isn't it too hot? They answered by saying they would go at night. He probably believed, since we are dead, we lose our corporeal bodies and would be composed of something like a plasma which might protect us from the sun's heat. He also could have believed the sun was not hot inside and the outside of it was a barrier to keep all the souls from leaving and interfering with the humans on Earth. For those of you who believe in the paranormal, you might say this didn't work out too well. Others might say, no wonder spirits don't always want to leave the Earth, because who would want to go to the sun and live? Yeah, I don't think they could book many passages on any type of a flight going there, even if the dead were involved. Some people believe we were left clues in the Bible to the location of heaven. People say these clues reaffirm the fact heaven is an actual place. When a poll was taken of Americans, it was found 80% of all those polled believed in heaven. There is this feeling many of us have of there being more to life than just living and dying. Some put it another way and say there is more to dying than just oblivion. If you believe in Jesus, you know he said his Father's house had many rooms and some were being prepared for us. He called heaven a place several times in the Bible, saying it was my Father's house. The Bible goes on to tell us God lives in heaven and Jesus mentioned being in paradise. Some say if heaven is beyond the universe, how come we instantly get there when we die, as stated in the Bible, since the distance is so huge? Let me remind those people what we have discovered, and that is quantum entanglement. This means if we change the state of a molecule or an atom, it can change the state of another molecule or atom, no matter how distant it is. Linear travel has no effect, therefore time is not involved. It used to be a fact not many scientists believed in the afterlife. Today quite a few of them do. So, what has changed? It is the fact they are finding things out which are incredible. While some of this, as I said, is in quantum theory, other things have to do with more hands-on observations, many of which are of dying people. How can so many people have almost the same death experience? Hospital staff all over the country have reported about patients all seeing their relatives just before they expire. Is it just a coincidence, or is there really something to it? One doctor in the 1800s decided to put dying patients on a bed which stood on a very sensitive scale because he believed the soul had some weight. He noticed as people died, they all lost a fraction of a pound. Could this have been the weight of their soul, or did some other biological event which occurs at death account for this? Scientists at NASA were stunned when in 2018 NASA took an image of a galaxy which was listed as being about 17,000 light years distant. The galaxy looked very much like an outstretched hand. The telescope had been aimed at a neutron star called PSRB 1509-58. As people saw this photo, some of them concluded the location of heaven had been found. The hand was 175 light years across. When I saw the photo, I believed it was not a perfect hand, and maybe people were too anxious when believing they found heaven. To me, it looked more like a cloud in the sky that could look like a couple of things depending on the interpretation of the individual. In any case, I certainly don't believe it indicated the location of heaven. Some people who have had a near-death experience say they know what heaven looks like, but as for its location, that is still a mystery. One man who returned from his near-death experience was interviewed on the O'Reilly Factor. He went on to talk about how we saw his deceased friends and relatives and how he could recognize all of them, but they were ageless. Then he said there are a lot of magnificent structures inside the gate. There is a great hill beyond them where there is a bright light. He felt that's where God was located and said he was heading in that direction until suddenly he was returned to Earth. While he didn't know the location, he thinks he knew what heaven looked like. Could heaven be right here on our own planet? Might it exist simultaneously with our own lives but be in another dimension, and could those dimensions sometimes touch, and this creates paranormal situations? Thanks to string theory, which by the way some scientists do not believe in, we are told there could be many universes operating under different laws of physics. A lot of far-fetched things have been predicted in string theory and in quantum physics, and some have been proven which we cannot understand fully, such as the fact if you watch an experiment it changes the outcome. If other universes do exist, why couldn't one of them be heaven? This concept has intrigued some scientists and contributes to some of them believing in heaven when they might not have. I personally believe there is a heaven and have seen things which make me feel that way. Some others have reported seeing unexplainable things, while many other people keep it to themselves, because they are afraid of ridicule or of people thinking they are losing their minds. Wherever heaven is located, I hope to be there someday, and I hope to meet the rest of you there.